Now, the top of the hour on the Progressive Voices channel on TuneIn presents the Green News Report.
We've already had 40-plus river gauges that have hit record levels just in this early part of the flood season.
As record floods move south from the Midwest, NOAA warns of much more to come.
It wasn't just one, but two very scary, very dangerous crises that happened back to back.
Big new problems after major chemical fire in Houston. Humanitarian crisis in Africa amid Cyclone Idai's widespread devastation, plus...
America is back in the nuclear energy industry, folks. We are back.
Trump administration gives troubled Georgia nuclear plant billions more in taxpayer loan guarantees.
Of course they do. All of those stories and more straight ahead. From BradBlog.com, I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
We have the goal of making American nuclear cool again.
How about just the goal to learn how to pronounce nuclear? Rick Perry, this is your Green News Report.
There is no cleaner source than nuclear energy.
I'm gonna soak up the sun. Okay, Desi Doyen, there is way more going on in your Green News Report here than I can possibly keep track of. I hope you can.
I'll try.
Good luck.
First up, as we go to air, Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is planning to hold a stunt vote on the Democrats' Green New Deal resolution on Tuesday. McConnell hopes the procedural vote will put Democrats in a tough spot, especially those running for president in 2020. Senate Democrats are likely to vote present to protest what they call a nakedly political maneuver.
What makes it nakedly political?
Because there's no actual legislation to vote on. He's just trying to make them look bad.
Well, that's not hard.
In southern Africa, the death toll from powerful Cyclone Idai has risen above 750 in Mozambique and is expected to rise. 10 days after the storm, the floods are visible from space and cover more than 800 square miles. Aid workers are struggling to prevent an outbreak of cholera. The United Nations called the storm one of the worst weather-related disasters ever recorded in the southern hemisphere.
What's the best weather-related disaster?
In Texas, at the site of that massive petrochemical fire that burned for days in Houston, a containment wall breach at the facility on Friday reignited the fire and sent toxic chemicals into the Houston Ship Channel, forcing partial closure, stranding more than 30 ships as of airtime. The state of Texas is now suing the company for violating state clean air laws. Officials say air quality isn't hazardous, but nearby residents have reported rashes, headaches, breathing problems, and vomiting.
Oh, no problem there. And of course, you know, if Texas is actually suing a company for pollution, it must be really bad.
In the upper Midwest, record flooding has now caused more than $3 billion in damages as it heads south to the Gulf of Mexico. The flooding has impaired treatment of drinking water supplies in Kansas City. In Mississippi, they're already dealing with an existing flood crisis from torrential rains earlier this month. The documented increase in the frequency of these major flood events is proving too much for some victims, as residents told KMTV in Omaha.
We're going to leave. I can't live here. I can't do this again next year.
But the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration warns it could just be a preview of potentially historic, widespread flooding that could affect as many as 200 million Americans this spring, with 13 million at risk of major inundation through May. NOAA blames the high risk on warm spring temperatures arriving early, rapidly melting heavy snow in the Midwest after the wettest winter in U.S. history.
And why would those warm spring temperatures be arriving early?
Well, NOAA scientists have an answer for that. They say the fingerprints of climate change are on these floods.
Huh.
They cited the documented increase in extreme heavy rainfall events over the last 60 years, especially in the Midwest and Northeast, and they say it's consistent with what they expect from global warming. They also warned that the extra rain will bring more fertilizer runoff from the Mississippi River watershed to the Gulf of Mexico and is likely to trigger an even bigger dead zone than usual in the Gulf this summer. Finally, the Trump administration in its 2020 budget proposal called for slashing renewable energy and development. But late last week, the administration doubled down on Georgia's troubled Vogtle nuclear power plant expansion. They tacked on $4 billion in new additional federal loan guarantees guarantees for a grand total of $12 billion in overall assistance for a plant that is 11 years behind schedule and many, many billions over budget. Here's Trump Energy Secretary Rick Perry.
Ladies and gentlemen, look around you. This is the real New Green Deal. That's what we're looking at here, folks. This is America. This is what we can do together.
Why does it sound like Rick Perry has a fake Texas accent? By the way, remember that solar company, Solyndra, that Fox News and the Republicans were so mad that Obama gave $500 million in federal loan guarantees to?
Oh, yes.
Well, by my math here, it sounds like this nuclear company has received 24 times more than Solyndra did.
And that's Republicans' idea of the real new Green Deal.
Check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
I was green before green was a thing.
Please help Progressive Voices support the Green News Report by stopping by bradblog.com/donate.